Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little festive rejoin from Stiz. Not the one I was promised, but I'll let it slide. Before we get to the pick six recap, Stiz promises me this is a good call. He screened it himself. Eric in Chicopee has a problem with some Jaylen Brown talk. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, you know, no disrespect to Drake May or Stiz or anybody, but I'm not going to tolerate any Jaylen Brown slander right now, okay? He's carrying the Celtics. He's answered the bell. You know, we lost three superstars, and everyone questioned whether or not he can handle the load. And take a look at them now. They're only a couple games out of the top seed in the East. So, no Jaylen Brown slander right now. We got to give him some love and some respect. Maybe that's why you don't want to play here when we get in here, little segments like that one.
Good point, Eric. People like Stiz are trying to drive Jaylen Brown out of the city. Well done.
All right, Stiz. Eric, you said it, so I'm on board with you, Eric. No more Jaylen Brown slander. Let's just hope he has no more slander for us, and I will have no more slander for him.
Not until tomorrow, at least, right?
You started it. You booed him when he was drafted. Anyway, time now for our league leaders and Who's Circling the Drains, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipe. I don't know who pipes. I don't know who's circling the drains, but I can tell you who's going to be among the league leaders in picks soon. That's this guy right here with a 4-game winning streak. Dan Ball, can you compose yourself enough to do the pick six recap?
I don't know. Can you?
I'm ready to go. Roll it.
A pick six.
He's picked. Touchdown on a pick six.
Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
Let's go!
Pipes. That's pipes.
As the great Paul Perillo might say in that situation, don't you worry about my pipe.
Okay. That is a reference I don't know, but what I do know is it's time for the pick six recap, and do you hear that? Da-dum. Da-dum.
Da-dum, 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 da-dum.
Andy Hart is on his way up from the bottom. Now, granted, he's still in last place. Because somebody forgot to remind him that the season has two halves. But in the second half, Andy is much improved with his picks. And that brings us into our Week 14 recap. We were 4-2 in Week 13, 40-36 overall. Stiz, to the picks we go.
To the side of Lawrence on a first down. 2.5 to go in the first. Lawrence looking end zone. Wide open. Touchdown. Jacoby Myers!
4-plus games for Jacoby Myers since joining the Jaguars via trade at the time that the tweet was sent. 20 receptions, 265 yards, and 3 touchdowns. The Jaguars have scored 25 or more points in 6 straight games for the first time since 2007. And in the process, Andy Hart wins again. He covers his +1.5. The Jags smoke the Colts 36-19. Jacksonville's legit, and Indianapolis has lost their quarterback. His poor Daniel Jones, man. Playing with a break in one leg, then tears I think he tears his ACL on the other side, because when you're favoring one, the other can get hurt. It was a mess for Indianapolis, but Jacksonville wins, and so does Andy Hart.
Jags are rolling. I think the Jags are a sneaky, decent football team. I really do. If you look at some of the numbers that gets everybody hot and bothered about the Patriots, like their strength of schedule is better, their strength of victory.
What's their DVOA?
I don't know that because I don't look at that.
What does DVOA mean?
Daily variable over average.
There it is.
All right. By the way, this is a side thought. It has nothing to do with this game, but I feel like Buffalo is looking at Jacksonville and going, why didn't I trade for Jacoby Myers?
Yeah.
Wouldn't Buffalo look immediately different with giving up a couple mid-round picks for that guy?
Yes. If you gave Josh Allen, who I think is like, make a big play, or just throw to Jacoby, he's wide open every time.
Yeah.
I think that would be such an elevation of the stability of that offense, because he can still make the crazy play, but when in doubt, dump it off to Jacoby. He'll be over here open, and I promise he's always open. Yeah, that was, I think there's a bunch of teams that should be kicking themselves that they didn't make that.
One of them is also playing Buffalo Sunday, because there's no way you can convince me, even with their solid complimentary receiving room, the Patriots wouldn't be a better team with Jacoby Myers as well.
I think every team would be better with him, honestly. I think he's that type of get in where you fit in, leader, player, the whole thing.
All right, we are screening a call back here, but I think we can do two things at once.
I don't.
We're putting the caller on.
That's
hold,
a so vote of no confidence from me.
First and 10 as they play from the 13 pitch play. A-10! Boy, the lethality in his legs give him some open space. Very few players more dangerous in the sport. A-10 in for the Dolphins touchdown. Nearly untouched. And the Jets already in a two-touchdown hole.
The Dolphins in the post-Chris Greer era, 4-0, 25.25 points scored per game, 13.25 points allowed per game. Devin Achane continues to be a fun one to watch. It was Dolphins 34 and Jets 10. They're not going to make the playoffs, Fitzy, but they did stomp the New York Jets.
Yeah, this is not a Santa cap that I'm currently wearing if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube. I have put on the dunce cap for thinking that there was any way, shape, or form that the New York Jetropolitans could validate my faith in them, could keep up with another professional football team, let alone cover a 2.5-point spread, or even win the game. Tyrod Taylor hurts his groin in the first quarter. In comes some quarterback name, I don't know. Cook, Fields, McGee, I don't know. They suck. They're awful. The franchise should be relegated. I should be banished from picking. You know what? I'm going to allow Ted to veto my pick this week. That one was so bad. I apologize to everyone, including both of my dead parents.
I mean, it's also not the worst loss that we've had this year. I don't think. Was that a, who was home for
that?
I don't remember. Was New York home for that one?
They were. They were at MetLife Stadium. They were. And they allowed Devon Achane to score, and they allowed Jalen Wright to score. He had 24 carries for like 140 yards. Like, the Jets are done. This is why I'm not worried about the Pats beating the Jets in week 17. Like, that, they're done. That's it. That's the end of the season. Don't even bother.
Why do you call it MetLife? Is there a lot of drug use there or something?
No, just because you'd have to be on meth to actually choose to go see a game there.
Oh. Well, you chose to pick the Jets. Are you on meth?
If I was on meth, I probably would have made a better selection.
All right, next one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On second down, Stafford sets, throws, caught, into the end zone, Nacua, touchdown!
Well, the Rams went belt to behind on the Arizona Cardinals, 45-17, covering the 8.5-point spread with ease. 7 10-win seasons in 9 years on the job for Sean McVay. For context, it took every Rams coach between 1986 and 2016 to equal 7 10-win seasons. That's just how good that Sean McVay has been, just how good the Rams are. Los Angeles winning once again, Andy Hart winning in big fashion over Arizona.
Yeah, they had their hiccup the week before against Carolina. If you remember, I was a little dubious about all these division games because sometimes weird stuff happens in division games. Nothing weird happened in that game. The much better team won the game like a much better team with a much better coach and a much better quarterback. Also, side note, Sean McVay getting bigger. Is he more jacked every time you see him on the sideline? I feel like he's put on 10 pounds of muscle. It's just a side note.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I can't quantify that for you. But
isn't that Gruden? Nope. Isn't Gruden's son the strength coach there? Something going on there.
Okay.
Doesn't pass sniff test.
We'll put a pin in that. It literally doesn't matter at all, but we'll put a pin in that and see if we can revisit.
You have to catch the thoughts that escape from Andy's head before you want to put a pin.
Well, Andy's just like, okay, what's his routine? Do you think I can do that? Is he shooting
I was thinking he's a little older, so it's impressive to put on that kind of muscle later in life.
There you go. There you go. And if he needs to slim back down, Awaken 180 weight loss is his game. Next one, and a brutal one if I've ever seen one.
Pick it. Throwing on the run, and he's got Lockett, but I don't know if they'll be able to spike it in time. Oh, a flag comes out. What a silly play by Brandon Jones.
Delay of game, defense, number 22.
And Carlson's kick is good with no time left.
The Behind the Glass boys had a couple of terrible beats in this this week's parlay. This was mine, missing the 7.5-point spread for Denver by a half a point. So the game-winning kick, or game-winning, the end-of-time kick, that's how dumb it is. It was just at the end, as time expired, from Daniel Carlson, covered the spread by half a point, a backdoor cover for the Raiders. It also hit the over by a half a point. This all comes with about 1.5 minutes left. Kenny Pickett leads them on this crazy drive. Long story short, I lose my pick by a half a point because of some unbelievable shenanigans at the end of the game.
Is it unbelievable, or is the team involved called the Raiders, and they play their home games in Las Vegas?
With a stadium attached to a casino.
It's quite believable. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know how you don't throw into the end zone there instead of kicking the field goal, unless you are actually looking to affect the gambling lines.
Right.
I don't know how you don't throw into the end. The whole thing, bad calls. I didn't think it was a delay of game. I thought the game was over. It was a weekend of bad calls. I don't know how much you guys watched. There was one in the Brady game. There was a touchdown where there was a pulling tackle who the corner just cut right at the knees. And Brady's like, oh, you can't do that. And then he's like, but they didn't throw a flag, so apparently you can do that. Fitzy, you brought up the T. Higgins one-handed catch in the end zone earlier. The guy was draped all over him. It's called pass interference. I know you're going to pick up the flag because it won't count because it's a touchdown, but you didn't throw the flag. It was pass interference. The guy was literally hanging with both arms on T. Higgins' other arm. The officiating is
literally
horrific.
Hanging from him.
The officiating gets worse by the week. Now, whether this is officiating, this is actually worse because it involves a team, the officials, the league, somebody's talking to somebody through their ear, but people are angry. I saw Portnoy going off on this, and he's not wrong.
Yeah, I was not advocating to see Pete Carroll killed, but like I'd poke around on that a little bit with some of the scandals floating around the sports world. That's all I'll say, and I'll leave it there because we got to move on. Next one.
Okay.
Ward thinks, looking to throw, back and open, into the end zone for a touchdown. Hey, Omatter.
Good one for Shadur, not good enough. 393 total yards, 3 passing touchdowns, a rushing touchdown. Sanders is the first Browns quarterback with 300 or more pass yards, 3-plus passing touchdowns, and a rushing touchdown in the same game since 1950. However, the Titans' offensive line held Myles Garrett to just a 4% pass rush win rate, the second lowest of his career. The final 31-29. The Titans beat the Browns, but we did find out, Fitzy, that Shadur Sanders will be QB1 for the remainder of the year for Cleveland. What a turn of events from beginning of season to now.
Yeah, what did he have? First Browns quarterbacks in, like, since 1950, rookie, whatever, like 3 passing touchdowns, a rushing touchdown, over 300 yards passing. Like, actually had himself a day. Granted, he did play against a UFL team, but I'm not saying Shadur Sanders is the answer, nor that he's going to save Stefanski's job. But it was nice to see a score involving the Cleveland Browns that couldn't basically have been a baseball score.
Hard to call them a UFL team when you lose to said UFL team.
Oh, they're a UFL team as well.
And you have that, whatever that was, 2-point conversion at the end of the game that I don't know how professional athletes who are paid millions and practice all week long can come up with that. These are not high school kids. These are not middle. This is not Fitzy's flag frickin' football team. These are millionaire players who came up with wait, was I supposed to pitch that to you? Well, you just keep running, and then I'll try to throw it up, and hopefully the other team won't. That was a fireable offense by the two-time coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, kind of remarkable how those two things can come in the same sentence and still both be very true. Last one.
From the 33.
Oh, my goodness! Look out here! Christian Benford! Gift wrapped! The other way! Touchdown! What just happened?
I love a Joe Davis call when he's just losing his mind. Christian Benford's 63-yard pick six against the Bengals increased the Bills' win probability by 60.8%. The single biggest win probability swing on a play outside of the last 2 minutes in the next-gen stats era. 14 seconds of game clock elapsed between the two Joe Burrow interceptions. They were ahead by 10. They lose 39-34. But Andy, to your point off the top of the show, probably the best quarterback matchup that we have going right now, or at least 1A and 1B with Allen and Mahomes, and that one lived up to the hype.
Absolutely. I enjoyed it. The snow was a nice backdrop as well to add to the look of it, the feel of it, the theatrics of it, but it looked like Joe Burrow saw a ghost on that play. I'm not sure he still believes that play happened. I know he lived it. He saw it. He looked up at the big board, saw the replay. I don't know that he can still believe that he did that. Joe Burrow, one of the great quarterbacks of this generation when healthy, made that play. That was as embarrassing as you're going to see. That's going to do it for the Pick 6 recap this week. Yes, I won. I don't care about anybody else. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends, where we're going to update how Stiz is doing in the WEEI Afternoons Jones and Keefe Fantasy Football League. That's next on Odds and Ends on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.